There are moments when a vision becomes too large to remain only a vision. It has to become something people can hold in their hands, open on a phone, hear with their ears, and encounter in everyday life. At Israel Media Ministries, our heartbeat has always been the promise of Romans 11:26. All Israel will be saved. We want to place the good news of Yeshua before Jewish people in ways that are clear, creative, beautiful, and accessible. That is the heart behind one of the largest projects we have ever undertaken, the WOW Bible app. Imagine a Bible app built not simply to display Scripture, but to help people discover the Messiah throughout Scripture. Old Testament verses that point toward Yeshua can lead the reader to explanations showing how a promise, prophecy, pattern, or picture finds its fulfillment in the New Testament. The purpose is simple: open the Scriptures and help people discover that the Messiah of Israel has been there all along. And when that happens, we pray that all Israel will say, "Wow." The WOW Bible currently includes 7 languages: Hebrew, English, Arabic, Spanish, Russian, Amharic, and Yoruba, with more languages to come. Users can choose any 2 languages and read them together in an intertwined dual language display. Font sizes can be adjusted for comfortable reading. Every chapter includes 2 eye-catching artistic illustrations in a variety of styles, helping bring the biblical narrative to life. And the Bible is not only read, it can be heard. Every chapter can be listened to in any available language, with the choice of a male or female voice. An advanced AI notification system is also being developed so that users can choose subjects important to them and receive relevant verses from the Word of God. Imagine Scripture arriving on someone's phone in the middle of fear, loneliness, confusion, grief, or spiritual searching. God has promised concerning His Word, "It shall not return unto me void," Isaiah 55:11. All the Hebrew-speaking Jews will say, "Wow." Someone in Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, Haifa, Beersheba, or anywhere in Israel can read the Hebrew Scriptures and follow carefully prepared pointers toward Yeshua, the promised Messiah of Israel. All the English-speaking Jews will say, "Wow." English opens this project to many Israelis and to millions of Jewish people throughout the English-speaking world. It also equips Christians to understand these messianic connections and lovingly share them with Jewish friends. All the Russian-speaking Jews will say, "Wow, the enormous immigration from the former Soviet Union beginning in the 1990s transformed Israeli society. Today, roughly 1.3 million people in Israel speak Russian, about 15% of the population." In our own evangelistic experience, Russian-speaking Israelis have often been among those especially open to conversations about faith and the Messiah. Imagine placing Scripture, messianic connections, audio, artwork, and personalized verses directly into their language. All the Ethiopian Jews will say, "Wow." The story of Ethiopian Aliyah is a remarkable story of faith and longing for Zion, including Operation Moses in the 1980s and Operation Solomon in 1991. By the end of 2024, Israel's Ethiopian origin community numbered approximately 177,600 people. The WOW Bible includes Amharic because this precious part of Israel must also be able to encounter the Word of God and the testimony of Yeshua in a familiar language. All the Arabs in Israel will say, "Wow." Israel's Arab population reached approximately 2.13 million in 2025, while the Muslim population alone numbered about 1.849 million at the end of that year. The most recent detailed citizenship breakdown available to us counted approximately 1.63 million Arab citizens at the end of 2022, in addition to roughly 370,000 Arab permanent residents in East Jerusalem. For the Arabic WOW Bible, we are doing something especially meaningful. Bringing the Arabic New Testament together with the Hebrew Scriptures in the same multilingual experience. A Jewish reader and an Arab reader can encounter the same word, see the same Messiah, and discover the same cross. Governments can sign agreements, but legislation cannot heal the deepest hostility of the human heart. The gospel can. Ephesians 2:14-15 tells us that Yeshua himself is our peace, that he has broken down the dividing wall of hostility, and that through him, Jew and Gentile can become one new man. What an extraordinary demonstration of the gospel when a Jewish believer and an Arab believer can embrace one another as brothers because both have found their life in the Jewish Messiah. All the Spanish-speaking Jews will say, wow, Argentina remains home to one of the world's largest Jewish communities, and thousands of Jews from Argentina and other Spanish-speaking countries have made Aliyah. The Jewish Agency recorded more than 3,000 immigrants from Argentina during the decade ending in 2019, with many more arriving since. Spanish gives the Wow Bible another bridge to Jewish families from Argentina, Mexico, Uruguay, Chile, Spain, and throughout the Spanish-speaking world. And then the vision stretches beyond Israel. All the Yoruba speakers will say, wow. Yoruba is spoken by tens of millions of people, especially in Nigeria, with speakers also in Benin, Togo, Brazil, and communities throughout the world. Its inclusion is especially dear to us because it has been made possible through cooperation between our ministry and our beloved Christian brothers and sisters in Nigeria. Jewish and Nigerian believers working together for the salvation of Israel and the nations. What a beautiful picture of the body of Messiah. Isaiah 2:3 declares, "For the law shall go out of Zion, and Yahweh's word from Jerusalem." And in Acts 1:8, Yeshua tells his disciples that they will be his witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. That is the direction of the Wow Bible, to Israel and from Israel to the nations. But a vision this large cannot be completed by vision alone. Every chapter must be prepared. Every messianic connection must be developed. Every language must be entered and checked. Every illustration, audio element, notification, and technological feature requires resources. And that is why we are inviting you to become part of the Wow Bible in a very tangible way. You can sponsor an entire book of the Bible for $1,200, or you can sponsor one chapter for $70. Think about what that means. A chapter you sponsor may one day be opened by a Jewish person who has never understood how that passage points toward Yeshua. A verse from that chapter may arrive on someone's phone at the exact moment his heart is searching for God. We want to see all Israel saved. Hebrew speakers, Russian speakers, Amharic speakers, English speakers, Spanish speakers, Arabic speakers. And we want the word that goes forth from Zion to reach Yoruba speakers and the nations, even to the ends of the earth. One Bible, seven languages and growing, messianic connections, art, audio, personalized scripture, one purpose. May the day come when a sound rises from every community and every language. All Israel will say, wow. And by God's grace, may all Israel be saved.